It all begins with a commitment towards developing your mindset, your psychology, your character. So many people work incredibly hard at their jobs, on their businesses, and even on their relationships with other people. But very few people really work hard on themselves. When you develop your character, when you become a better person, a more valuable person, that affects every single area of your life. You will make more money, you will have better and stronger relationships, and of course, your health, both mentally and physically, will start to get better and better. Have you ever felt that glass ceiling effect? Almost like you're working really, really, really hard and still somehow no breakthrough. Maybe you've put in a lot of extra hours and you expect a certain result, an outcome, you know, some progress at the very least for all your hard work and effort, but it just seems like you're stuck and you're spinning your wheels. It's almost like there's this hidden mechanism that's pulling you back, holding you back from getting what you want. And maybe you've even felt imposter syndrome, where you don't feel truly deserving of the success that you desire. Remember that it's almost always ourselves holding us back from what we want. And usually, of course, this is happening on an unconscious level, but when you make the unconscious conscious, when you bring it into the spotlight, with that awareness, you've really unlocked the possibility to improve yourself, to grow. And so it really all starts with you realizing what part of you needs work, what mindset needs to be shifted or changed or replaced, what old belief systems are you still clinging on to because you were taught as a kid that that's the right way to do things. If even a small part of you believes that money is the root of all evil, or if you have some kind of belief along those lines in any area of your life, it's going to unconsciously really drive you towards making decisions and really indulging in behaviors that don't lead you closer towards what you want, but rather pull you further and further away. And of course, this is commonly known as self-sabotage, but it's so much more complicated and so much more complex and deeper than that. It really has so many layers, like an onion, where we have to peel and peel to find out what's really going on deep within. And it's so crucial that you start to question yourself, to really ask the difficult questions where, you know, it's challenging and it's uncomfortable, but it's the only way to really find out what's going on and how to progress. Instead of looking for the next quick fix, sit down and really ask yourself, why am I getting in my own way? How am I self-sabotaging? What behavioral loops do I indulge in? What bad habits do I still cling on to? What comfort zone do I retreat into to get away from that feeling of not being good enough or not really wanting to do the work? You know, there's a reason behind all of this. You're not just lazy or incapable. There's really no such thing as a lazy and incapable person, but a lack of motivation, a lack of a reason, a why behind doing what you need to do, of course, you're not going to be very effective. It's so easy to pawn it all off on some shitty excuse like, oh, I'm just not that kind of person. I'm not very productive. I'm not very energetic. I'm just tired all the time. Well, of course, if you don't take care of yourself, if you don't eat right, you don't exercise, and if you don't have a reason to do those things, then naturally you're going to fall back towards whatever is most comfortable. And so many times people get stuck in comfort zones in their lives because they really don't know what they want, and they don't know what's holding them back, and they don't know this and they don't know that, right? And this becomes the default excuse and the default reason for why we don't see a breakthrough. But when you dig deep and really question yourself, when you stop putting up with your own bullshit and you finally make a decision to say that, hey, this is not good enough, I'm not okay or happy with this, I'm raising the bar and my standards for myself are going up, so I better figure it out. And so you set some goals, you get some clarity, and you bring what was in the dark into the light. It's only then that you have the opportunity to really form a clear picture of what you need to do in order to take yourself to the next level. Your life will only get better to the same extent of which you get better. When you improve, your situation improves. It's so tempting to run away, to blame it on external circumstances, or to blame it on some inherent personal trait or characteristic. But really, you have all the power. And if you decide, I'm going to be wealthy in terms of my mindset, my psychology, I'm going to feel good, I'm going to be the type of person who feels energetic all the time, then all of a sudden, you find ways to do these things. It's actually easier than we often think it is. You know, when you say, I'm tired, oh, I'm so drained, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, laying down and watching some crappy TV show is not going to make you feel better. But if you move and you exercise, all of a sudden you gain energy. It's almost the opposite of what we think. We naturally want to go deeper into the dark negative emotions and patterns because our brain is trying to preserve us, you know, protect us. It's outdated technology. And so we have to override it and really understand, okay, what's my source of fuel here? And in the same way that you cover those basics to feel good, to operate on a high level, that's the same principles that you need to apply in order to advance even further. So whatever your goals are, understand the basic principles of what you have to do every single day to get one step and another step and another step closer each day. And to get even more clarity on this, simply ask yourself, what do I want to achieve? And then what type of person would I need to become in order for that to become inevitable? You know, instead of me chasing after my goal and pursuing it, and trying and working really hard, let me work on myself so that the goal becomes almost second nature. Easy, effortless. It shouldn't be this difficult grind and hard work and push yourself past your own capacity. Instead, you know, really fill up your own cup. Improve, become better, become the type of person who easily earns what you really want. And whether that's improving your sales skills or being more charismatic, funny, that doesn't matter. Whatever you need in order to achieve what you want, align it. And when you have that firm idea of, okay, here's what I want and here's who I have to become in order to achieve that and to attain that, okay, now it's simple. What can I do, you know, every single day just to make a little bit of progress, just to improve? And you add a little more and a little more and you make a little bit more time. So it's not work more and harder on your goal and push yourself to the max. It's work harder on yourself so that it becomes easy to get everything that you want in your life. And if you want to develop into your absolute best self, if you want my personal support to coach you, to guide you, to hold you accountable every single week, to make sure that you're progressing and breaking through consistently, then I invite you to jump over to eraphael.com. Over there, you can book a one-on-one call with me directly. We'll talk one-on-one and see if it's a good fit. And if so, I will be coaching you, making sure that you're really optimizing every area of your life, that you have total clarity, that you're consistently progressing towards your goals, just like I've done for hundreds and hundreds of clients already before you. So again, if you want to take advantage of it, jump over to eraphael.com. The link is in the description. I'm looking forward to speaking to you soon. As always, I hope that you enjoyed this one and I will catch you on the next one.